Okay, this is Sunday morning, 7/2/23. This is another, well, you know what? That's a teaching. All right. This is the prophet's corner, and it's called the Firewalkers. And it's sort of a prophecy, but it's more like something the Lord gave me. Like I had I had a word of encouragement here a few weeks ago, but it was kind of in my own words. It was by the Holy Spirit, but my own words. This is sort of like the Firewalkers. All right. Who are the Firewalkers? They are those that have walked through the fire and have not been consumed. They are an elite bunch. The analogy that I can give to you is this. It is those who have served in the military and have survived. Not many people understand the military, their families above all else. It is those who have served in the military and have survived. One group are always telling their war stories, but the other group sits in silence and never talks about those days. These are the ones that walk through the fire and survive. The reason they do not talk about it is the fact that if you were one of them, you would never ask. There is a general understanding that if you must ask, even though they might tell you, you will never understand. If you have to ask, kind of like the Jeep thing. No one will ever know the pain of the process unless they have been there themselves. It is between you and your Maker, a knowing that passes between the two of you that makes words unnecessary. Only He will ever know what you've been through. You follow the Lord into the fire so the training can begin. At times you wonder how you're still standing, but by the grace of God you are. You never imagined in your dreams how hard it would be, but nonetheless you're still standing. When you've done all to stand, stand. Those that have made this journey, for there are few, there's a knowing there and no words are necessary. I read a book by a prophetess and she said these words, through the fire moments. She didn't go into detail. She just made that one statement. I thought, I know what you're talking about. She was saying it all in just a few words, and I understood fully what she was talking about. For those who have passed through the fire, few or no words are necessary. It's private, like that veteran. It's just between your Heavenly Father and you. He knows because He has overseen it all. He did not do it, but He allowed it for your good to make you great, to fulfill His call in you. It has taken the heat of the fire to mold you into the image, trial by fire. Those that have gone before you knew this pain for you can read about them in the Faith Hall of Fame. You read little about their process, but you see the end result. Why no words about the process? There are just no words to describe it for those that have gone through this fire process. Each process is different. But understanding is the same. All of them went through it. Firewalkers all. And God was with them and did not let them fall. So take courage from those that went before you and know that you are in good hands. Their legacy continues to live on and many would like to be like them, but there are only a few that have chosen to enter the flames. As always, there are few then and few now. But quality and quantity is what God is all about, a willing vessel that allows Him to get all the glory. As you come across a firewalker, there will be a knowing without a word spoken that you are of the same clan, a kindred spirit. Have you ever met a kindred spirit? I have a few times. As I was writing this, the Lord brought up to me about the first Karate Kid movie. He practiced the crane technique. And those drunks, you know, were over there on the side, you know, looking, and he was bumbling, trying to get his balance and all this stuff on that post. Yeah. He was bumbling and unbalanced, and those drunks on the shore made fun of him. But when the tournament came, and at the ending match, something supernatural took place when Daniel took out the opponent using the crane technique. I saw the Heavenly Father looking at us like Mr. Miyagi looked at Daniel with a smile, and it was a knowing. No words were necessary. He knew that what he had done taught him was right. Daniel got it. He finally got it. And then supernaturally it just kicked in and he took out the opponent. Father knows, and he knows all you're going through, and he is pleased with you because you get it. No words need to be said. I'm going to look at a few scriptures here on this. The first one is Isaiah 43:2. Goodness. All right. Well, I'm just trying to stop the waterworks here. All right. It's not crying, it's just tearing. All right. Isaiah 43:2. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. It's also a scripture song. Pass through the waters, I will be with thee. Okay. I sing it sometimes. All right, Daniel chapter 3, probably the most well-known. And I don't want to read all of Daniel, but the end result, Nebuchadnezzar was commanding that everyone bow to the statue he'd made. And these three Hebrew children said, well, you know, we're not going to do it. So I'm going to begin with verse 14 there. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, God, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. Think about today, going back to the COVID thing, how people were told, you either take this or you lose your job. This is the Babylonian system. This is Babylon. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. He commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. The Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire, and the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bellies the fire had no power, nor was it an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake, and blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they not, might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, language, which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. See, we walk through the fire and we get a promotion at the end of this. All right, Daniel chapter 6. Like I said, we won't read all of Daniel 6. Bottom line is that some evil people decided to, Daniel was a godly man, so they didn't like Daniel because he had favor with Darius. And so what did they do? They decided, we're going to get him to sign a decree. And, you know, once you signed the Medes and Persians, you could not change it. Kind of like with in Esther, you couldn't change it. So they went and told the king that he's praying to some other god other than the right God. And he just did it openly, left his windows open where everybody could hear him still praising God several times a day. So they tricked him and framed him. And Darius had no choice but to throw him into the den of lions, right? All right, let me pick up. We'll see where. This is verse 16. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him in the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. The king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and brake all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the den. See, he walked through the fire, wasn't burned. He's the same God of Daniel. Same God. He hadn't changed. Okay. Couple more, just a couple Psalms here. Psalms 23. This is just to encourage you, so when you're going through it, you can just say, God reminded me of his faithfulness. His goodness is running after me. Not garbage and everything else, but his goodness. We are living in the goodness of God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How could this be possible? Because he chose to think right. He chose to think positive in the trial, as opposed to being negative in the trial. He didn't negate the grace by a sorry attitude. All right, Psalms 91. And by the way, the stuff that's fixing to come, We're in no harm. Don't think for a minute. It's already been done, all of it. The military's here to help if there's any crisis of any kind for anybody. All right. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. This is where the firewalkers dwell. That secret place. A knowing between you and God that no one will ever understand, and you couldn't explain it to them if you wanted to. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. I saw a painting one time that I thought, if this doesn't say Psalms 91, I don't know what does. It was a raging storm, and here was this mother hen with her chicks under her wings in the middle of the storm. There he is. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. You know, if we can maintain an attitude of gratitude, just like Paul and Silas when they were in distress, they didn't gripe or tell them, get me my attorney. All they said was praises to God, right? Praises to God. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror of the night. Terror of the night by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness. Doesn't matter what they're scheming and planning. God knows what they're doing. Nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. They've been trying to push another scamdemic on us. It ain't washing. Too many people have seen the fallacy of the last one. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. I'm looking forward to that. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. How can all this be possible right here? I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. David decided he was going to be in the secret place of the Most High, no matter who was chasing him or who was doing what to him. It's all a matter of attitude, really. Okay.